under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into this Hump Day Wednesday, October 29th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop, Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Dr. Jeff will be in the house. Ask the Vet from Sioux Animal Hospital in the next segment. So if you have any questions for Dr. Jeff, go ahead and text them to me, and I'll be sure to ask him in the next segment. Well, game four of the World Series, kind of a boring game after 18 innings on Monday morning. I should say Tuesday morning. Started Monday night at 8 o'clock, went until 3 o'clock, 18 innings long. Dodgers walked it off with a home run. Freeman hit a home run in the bottom of the 18th inning. Well, Shohei pitched for the Dodgers after 18-inning game. He was on base 9 times. Shohei got on base 9 times on Monday night's game into Tuesday morning. Went home after midnight, got some sleep, came back and started the pitching for the Dodgers last night. First time I ever saw him pitched. Pretty good pitcher. Pretty good pitcher. But in the end, the Toronto Blue Jays ended up winning when they got some runs on the bullpen. And now the series, are tied up 4 games so far. 2 for the Toronto Blue Jays, 2 for the Los Angeles Dodgers. So out of the 4 games so far, they're tied 2-2. They play the last game tonight, 8 o'clock in Los Angeles. And then Friday, they start in Toronto. They're going to end up in Toronto after the 5th game. They have Friday night, Halloween, potentially. Depending on who wins the game tonight, we'll have a 3-2 advantage heading into Toronto Friday, if necessary, a game 7. Pretty good baseball to watch. They are giving it their all. Toronto won last night, and we'll see who wins tonight, 8 o'clock on Fox. So, love our baseball. It's almost over. So again, if you have any questions for Dr. Jeff, text them to me, 231-360-5140. Also, I got some information, sir, from some folks texting me this morning about petition sheets for Axe My Tax. Christine Gray down in Oakland and Wayne counties. She's right on the border. If you're listening, if you live in Oakland County or Wayne County, you're listening via the website, yourdefendingfathers.com. Text me Axe, then Oakland or Wayne, excuse me. Axe Oakland or Axe Wayne, and I'll send you Christine Gray's phone number. You can get in touch with her and get some sheets from her down there in the Oakland and Wayne County areas. So, greatly appreciate you guys. Again, send me a text, Officer Rick. Finishing up this week as a school cop down in Genesee County, Simple Radio is loud and clear. Appreciate that. Appreciate the field report. We're excited. We've got a great show lined up for you. Ask the Vet in the next segment. Dr. Jeff, Sioux Animal Hospital. We'll be right back. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
On Sunday, November 2nd, the 9th District Republican Youth invite our fellow American brothers and sisters to join us for an evening of remembrance for Charlie Kirk. Tickets are free and it's only $5 for parking. Gates open at noon. At 4 p.m., we will have a church service on the mountain. And then at 6:30 p.m., the memorial begins. For more information, go to LibertyMountainUSA.com. Let's gather at Liberty Mountain USA, November 2nd, to remember our American brother, Charlie Kirk.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizen's ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment on this Hump Day Wednesday. Dr. Jeff Ask the Vet is in the house from Sioux Animal Hospital up in Sioux St. Marie. Good morning, Jeff. Whoops.
Oh, hey, there we go. I got to push the right button, push the wrong
button.
There
you go. Technology. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Hey, Jeff, I got a couple of text messages right out of the gate. One of the snowbirds, they're saying they're getting ready to head off probably close to Thanksgiving, they think, here in November, about a month away. Yep. And they're going to be taking off, heading on a trip on their with their RV, their travel trailer. And they wanted to ask you, is this something that they need to plan on as far as topicals heading, planning on going, they said, from Florida to Arizona. Is there anything there that they need to be aware of to take with them on the trip?
Well, I mean, the first thing you're going to really want to do is, they don't get the benefit of winter like we do here. So fleas, ticks, heartworm are a year-round problem down there. So make sure you're staying on those preventatives, okay? Yeah, we can seasonally up here, we can drop them, you know, for a few months in the winter. But down there, you just can't. So anywhere down south, keep on your flea medicine, keep on your heartworm medicine, keep on your tick medicine.
Okay. And if they use topicals, then they should just continue to apply them while they're down there.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. Another text message came in, said that this is, let's see, I think they're from Monroe. They're downstate, close to the border. I have them stored in my phone as Toledo, but they're, I think, actually Michigan. They said their vet down there gave them a ridiculous price for a surgery that they can't afford. And the option, they're saying this, they think it's a fatty tumor is what the vet explained it to them, but it's somewhat pressing up against the heart area.
Okay.
And because it's heart, close by the heart, they're saying that the charge is more because it's the fatty tumor is pressing up against the heart. Is this something that you would be willing to look at and give them a second opinion on?
Oh, yeah, most certainly. I'd willing to be, you know, look at and give a second opinion on. If it's a lipoma, that's what I'm just thinking, like, because I've done a few thoracic procedures in my career.
Sure.
But you don't do them near to the rate that you would do, you know, we do abdominal procedures, because it's just that there's not that much stuff in the, you know, in the abdomen, you got the stomach and everything else in there. Well, in the chest, you got heart, lung. That's it. Okay. And, you know, so you just, there's usually not reason to go in there.
Right.
I just find it kind of, if the lipoma is outside the chest, which usually is where lipomas are, that's why I'm sitting here thinking I've never seen a lipoma in the chest. So we have had lung tumors and stuff crop up that can look like it, and we've taken those out before. Definitely we can take a look at it. I was actually just right, or I was real close. I was in Dundee earlier this week on Monday. So,
oh yeah.
Had to,
are you down there deer hunting?
No, I had to go down there to U of M to the big hospital there in Ann Arbor for myself. And, of course, that's, within 30 minutes of Cabela's in Dundee. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to head right down there before I come home. So,
right. Excellent. Okay, well, so you're saying this is somewhat unusual for it to be a fatty tumor in the chest cavity.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's not. It's just that would be, I've never seen that before. So,
okay.
Yeah. Fire the records up and I can, you know, I can go ahead and look at the records and give a second opinion on that. And then, you know, if they want to come up and visit, colors look great right now and it still hasn't snowed yet.
Right.
if they want to come up, we can certainly take a look at them and go from there.
Okay, so again, basically just ask their vet to email you a copy of the records, info at SiouxAnimalHospital, all spelled out, .com.
Yes.
Okay, very good. Because I never heard of all the fatty tumors I've ever dealt with on my dogs usually are on the stomach or the side or up near the leg or something. I had one actually was on a neck one time around the collar area. Those are pretty common.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, usually they're under the skin, really. I've had a couple that I've taken out of abdomens before. But yeah, I haven't seen one crop up in a chest yet.
Okay, so I'm wondering if maybe this isn't a fatty tumor, like you're saying, maybe this is actually some kind of tumor on the lung or something?
Yeah, it could be, you know, anything like that. So.
Okay, so that's maybe why it's so expensive.
Yep, yep.
Okay, yeah he just texted me back. His vet quoted him $6,000.
Mm, okay.
So...
Yeah, like I said, I'd have to, like I said, that one, I'm going to have to look at the record, look at the x-rays and see what's going on and then go from there.
Would a picture help if they took a picture of the animal as well?
Oh, yeah. Yep. And whenever you guys send me pictures, you know, they'll send me close-ups, but also send one from further back because sometimes they get, like, really close-up and zoom in, like, on a bump or something like that. And then we're sitting there like, okay, where's this at? And we're trying to figure out where in the dog the bump is. Take one, like, back farther, like, pointing at, no, it's here on the foot, and then give me a close-up.
Then the close-up. So you can see... exactly where it is on the wider picture and then zoom in on it so you can see what it is.
Yep.
Got it. Well, one of the things that we always talk about is change of seasons. And we're there. Like you say, the colors are absolutely gorgeous up here right now. Some people told me, though, that there were some winds in the southern portion of the Upper Peninsula down in Mackinac County. There a lot of rain and a lot of wind has taken the leaves down. How are the colors up there in Sault Ste. Marie right now?
We're on the downswing, but I still got maples and stuff in my in my yard that are still have leaves on them.
Okay.
So I would say slightly past post peak.
Yeah, right post now. Peak. Got it.
Yep.
So in that vein. We always head into this time of year where animals start getting different habits, if you will. Mr. Snoop, he'll run outside now, running through the leaves. He loves it. And he doesn't know where he pooped last, so he's just running all over the place. And he's now into the woods more as opposed to staying up closer to the house. Chasing animals, I'm thinking maybe some deer, but yet he's an older guy now, so he's not going to chase them into Charlevoix County like he used to. come back with his tongue hanging down on the ground and drinking a gallon of water and then laying down and falling asleep for 2 days. One of the things that we do notice is animals do change some habits sometimes. Is this normal? Is this what's going on in their brains? Because of the change of season, what are they sensing? What are they going through?
Well, they're sensing you're sensing the colder weather. You're sensing the change in daylight. And nature's, equipped them with survival mechanisms, especially if they're, like wolves and coyotes and bears and whatever and all these other animals that when the seasons start changing, certain things click on. Okay, bears start eating a lot, so they get ready to hibernate. Animals will grow thicker coats. Right now, the deer, the rut's coming on right now. So our animals, our dogs, and cats, you don't see the changes to the extent that you would, obviously, if it's a wild animal, but it's still there. It's still in the DNA. So,
gotcha.
And even in humans have, it still affects us too. It's still from way back when, when we were hunter-gatherers and things like that. Yeah, I mean, we're very attuned to the weather because I just read an article. We're coming into what they call, I'm trying to remember, I think psychologists call it cuffing season or something. And this is where people that are single at the time tend to try to, you start dating somebody and because you want somebody to spend, it's just that kind of instinct to spend somebody to spend time with during the, how they put in the article, during the, like Christmas, the holidays and like that.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, yeah, so what'll happen? And then you get to springtime and they're like, okay, I think we should see other people now, but they're like, yeah, that's part of that whole, they're, the lady that wrote the article says, yeah, it's a part of that whole change in humans' response to the change in in the environment, the change in the weather.
Yeah. Now, we do set our clocks back 2 o'clock Sunday morning. Again, yep. Fall back, spring yep. forward, fall back. How does that affect people as far as, I mean, I know you're not a human doctor, yeah. you're a veterinarian, but you know a lot about this topic. What's going to go through our brains and our sleep cycles with this change once again? We can't get them to keep, daylight savings time. So what are we going to be going through here on Sunday?
Well, usually the fallback one is not as bad as the spring ahead. The spring ahead one is really bad, but you do throw people off on their schedules and you start messing, because at least this one you get an extra hour of sleep. But then you're trying to go to, okay, now it's, you're going to bed later, or whatever. But the one in the spring is bad because they've done studies that actually, I think it's workplace accidents. There's an uptick in workplace accidents.
Yeah.
There's an uptick in car accidents.
Heart
attacks.
All kinds
of stuff. And I still haven't, if anybody knows this one, I've found multiple reasons why we do this. I still haven't had one that's like, yeah, this is why we do this. Because I think there's even states that still don't follow it.
Couple. Well, yeah. the stories I read was it was to conserve energy during World War I, and then they reinstated it again during World War II.
Yeah.
And they claimed that there was some energy savings, because of the change of the times with regards to daylight, basically.
Yeah. But now we're a 24/7, 365,
Society now.
So, I just wish they just pick one. Personally, I like the summer hours because I'd rather have that extra hour of daylight at the end of the day when I get home and I'm trying to do chores at night, and do with my horses or whatever. I'd rather have an extra hour of daylight at the end of the day than in the beginning of the day because I'm not up milking cows at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Right, so. Exactly. Well, that's the daylight savings time we're on right now. Yep. And I think they should just leave this permanently right where we're at. Don't change it. Leave it right here and never change the clocks ever again. But it has to be done through Congress, I guess. And I don't understand that. So, but anyway, because you can't get those guys to do anything.
No. Not at least not for the last 27 days, that's for sure.
Yeah, 29 days today.
29 days, yeah.
exactly. Well, one thing that we're finding out is a lot of people are having to deal with surgeries, and that's one of your fortes. You're set up for it. You are an animal hospital. You're not just a veterinarian service. So, again, folks, give them a call if you'd like to ask more questions of Dr. Jeff. Their phone number up there is 906-635-5910. Please store that in your phone. And hours for the fall, winter months, what are your hours there at the Sioux Animal Hospital?
Same hours, 8 to 5, Monday through Friday.
8 to 5, Monday through Friday. And, of course, they can call ahead to schedule an appointment with you and get you to check out their animals this year. And we're excited about the surgeries. We're really excited about the surgeries. So we'll try to get you some folks to send you their records.
Sure.
Okay, Jeff, we appreciate you, sir. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
All right, talk to you next Wednesday.
Bottom of the hour news break, hour number one. We'll be right back.